Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and today we're going to be talking about defeating Satan's attacks by faith. I want to tell you before I begin recording this podcast that there are words for at least seven people, very powerful words that have to do with guidance that the Lord gave me as I was writing this podcast. Okay, so lately the enemy has brought many new attacks against believers. Everybody I'm hearing from is being attacked. I myself suffered two very hard attacks on my body in the last month. The attacks when I first arrived here in Arkansas were attacks of fear, of the unknown, of my surroundings, because I kind of live in the woods here. It's real pretty, but the whole town I live in is in the woods. But when I finally got the victory over the fear attacks, then it switched to being attacks on my body. Also, the prayer time of believers is being attacked very severely. The time in the Word and the prayer time are always attacked, but the attacks seem more intense right now, and they're against more people. So the first thing we want to do is we want to be aware that the enemy is attacking in these areas. If you know he's going to attack your prayer time, if you know he is going to attack your time in the Word, then be aware of that. And when it comes time to pray or be in God's Word, don't let him succeed. Whatever he tries to distract you with, push it aside. Set aside a certain amount of time for the Lord. And if you do it at the same time each day, you'll find that the Lord's presence will start meeting you there. And it's a very sweet time with the Lord. You can feel him there. You can feel his presence. And you can feel his pleasure at spending time with you. So when I first came to Arkansas, I got attacked with fear worse than I have been attacked with fear since, I think, since when I almost became homeless. I literally was afraid that the snakes were going to come out of the woods and just get me. And I had read up on what kind of animals are up here, and there are black bear in the Ozarks. I don't think there are any black bear in my immediate area. But I thought, well, if I go for a walk, are the bears going to get me? You know, do I need to, like, get a holster and a sidearm? You know, in Texas, we just carry a gun and you take care of that kind of thing. But in Arkansas, I don't think they do it that way. But I haven't seen any bears, and so far, I haven't seen any snakes. And since they haven't come out to get me, I'm hoping that they don't. But, so, you have to understand some things about how your enemy works in order to defeat him. Any military person will tell you that studying the enemy's weapons and methods is of prime importance to winning any battle. You don't want to show up with a knife to a gunfight, as we used to say in Texas. Satan's number one weapon against believers is deception, and it's one he will be working extra hard on in these times that we're in. He knows that lack is coming, and he knows that war is coming, and he knows that plagues are coming. Those are all prophesied in the Word of God. He knows the Word better than you do. Think about that. He also knows that the Lord does nothing without speaking it through his prophets to warn his people. So he pays attention to all that. He's got demons listening to and recording everything that everybody says. And they study that down there. So Satan has already begun his deceptions in preparation. And he's telling people now, oh, you don't need to worry about Jesus coming back. People have been saying that for years. He's not back yet. And he wants you to enjoy your life, right? So go ahead and enjoy. Nothing's going to happen. After all, didn't God create sex, drugs, whatever your sin is? Then surely he wants you to enjoy it. That's one of his deceptions. He sets you up to get you into sin, and then he is the first one to condemn you for that same sin over and over and over again. He will bring condemnation on you. See? You're a terrible Christian. You did this or that. Others are standing strong and you got back into sin. God will never help you now. You're going to hell. You've been given over to a reprobate mind. You didn't do it right. You're not even saved. And on and on and on and on. Some of his attacks are set up far in advance, especially the real big attacks. He sets up more in advance. Others are given out on a daily basis. Now, the ones he sets up far in advance, he will wear you down before he hits you, and then he will just blindside you with an attack. And if Satan is making assignments against you every day, it makes sense that you should be canceling assignments against you every day, doesn't it? So I want to talk to you today about detecting Satan's deceptions and fighting them. And mostly, I want to teach you how you can beat those lies into a pile of ashes at your feet, rise above them, and receive what God has for you instead. A lot of Satan's deceptions are about lack. Satan has worked very hard since you were conceived to deceive you. He has brought people against you. He's brought slanders against you. He's brought betrayals into your life. Ooh, there's a lady listening to me right now. You've been through it, haven't you, sister? He tried hard to get you into bitterness, to snare you with sin so you could not get yourself free and realize your true potential in God. You turned to a man for comfort, didn't you? You turned to a man for comfort, but God said, I want to be your comforter. He is saying, I want to be your comforter, honey, not that man. Come to me instead. Turn away from the sin and come to me. He said, I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Daughter of God, turn back to the Lord. Throw that man away and turn back to the Lord. Satan knows that God has a good plan for you, a plan to bless you, a good plan for your future. And Satan is afraid. He's afraid of you. He is afraid of the anointing you carry as a believer. He is afraid you will find out your calling. There's a man listening to this podcast. You don't know what your calling is. Ooh, Satan is really afraid of you. I don't know who you are, but yeah, that's... You don't know your calling yet because the Lord says you're not strong enough in Him to step into that calling. So He's not told you what it is, because you will try to step into it because you love the Lord and you want to obey. He is saying you will try to step into the calling, and He said Satan will just take you out because you don't know enough of the Word. If you will get into the Word and learn the Word, the Lord said He will lead you into your calling. There's a man listening to this broadcast right now, and you are truly a mighty warrior of the Most High God, but you do not see it, sir. You are a very mighty warrior. I can see your armor in the spirit, really polished up armor, and a very sharp sword, so you must know a lot of the Word of God. But you have sinned, and you think you're now disqualified. The Lord says to you, sir, rise up, my Holy One. And He called you my Holy One, and I can't really explain that because I thought He only called Jesus that. Rise up, my warrior, for I myself have qualified you. You now walk in righteousness, and I have called you to battle this day against the kingdom of darkness. I can see tears rolling down your face. You know who you are. You shall tear down many strongholds, many strongholds. You shall do much damage to the dark kingdom and win many souls for my great name. Stop listening to Satan's lies about you in the darkness, for they are not true. Stop listening to your wife's criticisms, because I say they are not true. I have called you to do this. Delay no more, says the Lord. If you just felt the Lord speak to you, then that word is for you. Obey the Lord with all haste before it is too late to do this work. So I want to explain a little bit about how you find the promises of God and how you stand on the promises of God and how you receive the promised provision from God for anyone who doesn't understand. Understanding how to do this is how you defeat the enemy in every area of your life, whether it is sickness, whether it is lack, whether it is fear, whatever it is. This is the key to overcoming. The Lord taught me about this as I walked through numerous wilderness experiences, and I want to share with you what I learned so you can walk there too. This, y'all, is the key to walking through the time of lack that is coming. This is the key. This is why God keeps saying, go to my word, go to my word, go to my word. Because in there is the key to receiving whatever you need. You just have to know how to use it. Okay? Because we all pass through hard times in life, but for sure there are a lot more hard times coming in the future as these judgments happen that we know are coming. And the Lord has said again and again that only those who learn those things now will have them. And I promise you, this knowledge is worth more than all the preps you can put together. No one can take this from you, and nothing can destroy it. It is literally worth more than silver and gold. The number one key to receiving from God is faith. And faith is believing in God. It's really believing that he is who he says he is, and Jesus is who he says he is, and that he will do what he says he will do. That's what all faith is based on. Until you believe those two things, you don't want to go any further, okay? This is the foundational truth that the wilderness teaches you. God teaches you who he is when you're in the wilderness. And when you learn that, then you get to come out. He teaches you about himself, that he is true, that he is faithful, that he is your provider, your comforter, your healer, your friend, your protector, your everything. You must also believe that the word of God is completely true, all of it. God and his word are the same, so if you believe one, you believe both. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That's John 1:1. They are the same. They're one and the same. You know, a lot of people have asked me, you know, how did you walk through all the stuff that you walked through? This is how I walked through it. He is my everything. God is everything to me. And he is my comforter and my provider and my protector and my guide. He's everything. And once you get that, the world doesn't mean anything to you anymore. Okay, so once you have this and you believe God is who he says he is, and you believe that he'll do what he says he'll do, and you believe that the word of God is true, all of it's true, then you can move forward to the next step. Until you have those, the rest of this won't do you any good, okay? Okay, so if you have those foundational beliefs, next, in order to stand on the promises, you must know what those promises are. In order to stand on them, you must know them. The only way to know them is to read the word of God or listen to it. If nothing else, you can get a devotional that takes you through the Bible in a year. I started out that way. When I was traveling on the road doing oil and gas work, I had a devotional that was, you know, in the Bible through the year. And I didn't have a King James one at the time. I had, it was like NLT or I don't know, something. It was real easy to read. And it had a portion that you read in the morning and it had a portion you read at night. And so I would read it in the morning and pray, and I would read it at night, and I would pray, and I would worship at night. And I kept up that routine for years. And what it does is it teaches you the stories of the Bible. You learn the stories, and through the stories, you learn God's personality, what he likes, what he doesn't like, how he reacts to things. And it's a really easy way to learn a lot of the Bible stories. You just read that little bit each day. If you can't do anything else, do that. Get you a devotional, read it on your lunch break at work if you work every day. Get a devotional you can listen to and listen to it in your car during your commute. No matter how busy you are, you can work in time for the Word of God, because if you can't, you need to drop something else from your schedule. Can I just tell you that? Because the Lord has told us again and again that in the future, we're not going to be able to do this. So if we're not going to be able to do it then, we better do it now. Okay. What does it mean to stand on a promise of God? I asked the Lord that one time, and he said, my word is like a contract. And I understood contracts because I used to work in the legal field. I worked for lawyers. And when you have a contract with someone that says you will do something and they will do something, when they don't do something, then you hold up that contract as, hey, you have to do this. So I have a contract with you. Okay. The word of God is like a contract. If you believe in Jesus as the Son of God, and that he died on the cross, and he rose again, God raised him from the dead, and that he's in heaven, that, you know, there's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. If you believe in God, then the Bible is your contract, and the promises in the Bible are your contract, okay? And you can stand on those, and you can say, hey, you said you would provide for me. It says so in blah, blah, blah. And by doing that, then God says, okay, he spoke my word. Angels, go and get him that. Go and take him such and such. That's the way this works. So the way that standing on a promise helps you receive what you need is God commands the angels to go and get what you're in need of, what you're asking for, the provision and the contract that you're calling on. For example, when I was in lack, because I have always been a tither from the time I got saved, I immediately began tithing because my mother taught me about the tithe. She just always tithed. She said, you have to do this. When you're a Christian, you do this. Okay, well, I wasn't a Christian back then, so I didn't do it. But when I became a Christian, I immediately first paycheck after I became a Christian, I started tithing. And if God tells me to give more, I give more. And he did for a long time. He had me give more. And I still give more. Because a tithe is 10% of everything that you get. But God so blesses me that I want to give back more. And because his work is more important than any other work that's being done in the world. Because souls being saved is more important than anything that's going on in the world. I want to give more than that. So when I was in lack or thought I was going to be in lack, I would call on Malachi 3, 10, and 11 as my promise. And I've stood on these again and again. Let me read them to you. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts. I actually did prove him once. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. The windows of heaven is rain, by the way. I actually stood on this promise for rain in Texas when we had a real bad drought. But I will and pour you out a blessing. A blessing is better than a miracle. A blessing is something that's ongoing. So you want to ask for blessings. A lot of times when we're lack, we ask for a miracle. A miracle is a one-time deal. And a miracle is great. Miracles are mainly to help unbelievers believe. And God will do miracles for you. He did many, many miracles for me. And for a lot of other people I know too. But a blessing is something ongoing. So the blessings are what we want to really go after. We really want to ask for those. Pour you out a blessing that there shall not even be room enough to receive it. There shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. For him to rebuke the devourer is Satan. And that means he won't let Satan eat up all your stuff. He won't let Satan send thieves to break into your house. He won't let Satan send people to harm your children. The devourer being rebuked is huge, y'all. Huge. That's probably bigger than the blessings. Because if Satan had free reign to us, he would tear up everything in our life. He would destroy everything. Our kids, our families, our businesses, our ministry, everything. Everything. Your body, everything. I believe God to rebuke the devourer for me all the time, and I quote that all the time. But listen to this, which is in Malachi chapter 4, not very far after that. But to you that fear my name, those who tithe, are tithers are always God-fearing people. That's something I've learned. Everybody that tithes is somebody who really loves God and really fears God. They understand God's power. And they say, I want to obey God and do what he says because I don't want to get in trouble. But to you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, says the Lord of hosts. And he's talking about the day of the Lord. Because the verse right before that, Malachi 4:1 says, for behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, and it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Okay. Another one that I stood on was Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. I stood on those two a lot. When I needed the red coat, you know, when God sent me the red coat way back in, what year was that? 1998, when I was so cold I moved to Dallas and I didn't have any money. I didn't even have money to go to Goodwill and buy a coat. I was going to take that out of, you know, my $5 a week I was eating lunch on. I was just going to use the $5 and try to find a coat. So I was praying, Lord, please let there be a coat there for $5. There probably would not have been, but he had a lady that I was going to church with give me the most beautiful coat. It was exactly what I wanted. Another one I stand on a lot is Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That word want, I researched it once, and it also means lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd guides the sheep. So if God is my shepherd, I am letting him guide me. Okay? And I do let God guide me because I always go where I believe he's telling me to go, no matter what I have to give up to go there. You lay down whatever you have to lay down for the Lord, because what he gives you back is always greater. Always greater. Always, always, always. Okay, so without those beliefs that are foundational, that God's word is true, that he is who he says he is, and he will do what he says he will do, You cannot stand on the promises or receive. You must have that faith first and foremost. And for you new believers, what faith is, it's believing in God that He is who He says He is and He will do what He says He'll do. That's faith in a nutshell right there. If you believe that, then the next step is find out what it is He's told you can have, and you can have it. You must know what the promises are by reading His words. And you must be patient and endure. That's the standing part, while standing on and declaring the promises in order to receive. Standing on means I'm not backing down. Satan, you're not going to tell me I'm not going to get that. God says I can have it. He says He will provide for me. And if He's going to provide for me, then I'm going to have enough. And I'm going to have more than enough because He wants me to be a blessing to other people. Okay, so you're actually supposed to have over what, you know, He's not a God of just enough. This is almost springtime. Look out in a field of flowers. Did He just put one flower there? No. If He was a God of barely enough, there would just be barely enough around us. There's not just barely enough. Look at the patriarchs in the Old Testament, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Solomon, King David. Did He give them barely enough? No, He blessed them. Why? Because they loved Him and they obeyed Him. He is still the same God. Still does stuff the same way. I'm not saying everybody's going to be a millionaire. It's not about that. We shouldn't even care about that. Who wants to be attached to anything like that in this world? We have something far better waiting for us. And this is not blab it and grab it teaching, y'all. That's not what this is. The Lord gave us His word so we can have what we need while we're here on earth. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, there's plenty. It is His will that you have more than enough, so you can be a blessing to others. What kind of father wants his children to do without? Why would He tell you to be a blessing to others and not give you enough? He's not that kind of God. Jesus Himself said in Matthew 4:4, but He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. How can you live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God? You have His word right there in front of you. Use it. Y'all, I've been doing this for years, living by the word of God. I think pretty soon it is all we will have to live by. And when they outlaw Bibles, you better know some scripture you can stand on. Annie. There's a woman named Annie who's hearing this broadcast. I think you're at somebody else's house and hearing it. You've never listened to me before. Annie, the Lord put you on my heart about an hour before I started recording this to give you this word. You are engaged to a man that appears to be your dream man, but the Lord wants you to know he is not a dream man. That man is abusive, and he is hiding it from you, Annie. The Lord says you are headed for destruction if you marry him, and you will not be able to escape his trap if you do. Don't marry him, Annie. Get away from that man. Run. Disaster waits if you don't. I don't know you, Annie. I don't know you. I don't even know what you look like. You know this is the Lord speaking to you through me. Please, please heed this warning. I have been in an abusive marriage before. It is a nightmare. Todd, there's a man named Todd listening to this podcast. Todd, you are truly a man with love for the Lord in your heart, and the Lord says He wants to take you higher with Him. He is smiling and very, very pleased with you. He says you pursue Him, and He really loves that. Todd, the Lord wants you to go to the wilderness and be alone with Him for a season. He says you are a wilderness kind of guy, and He is going to visit you there, Todd, and your life will never, ever be the same again. It will be a wonderful experience, just you and the Lord. Keep pursuing Him, Todd. Great things await you. Okay, I can't understand this name very well, Dan or Dana, Dannon, something like that. The Lord says you have been in a very difficult season of late. And it was because you got into a wrong entanglement. It may have been something work-related. That name might have been Dina, I'm not sure, but the Lord wants to redirect you to the right path. If you will give Him your permission now in prayer or just say, okay, Lord, go ahead and redirect me, He is going to cause some circumstances that will put you where He wants you, and He will bless you mightily in that path. Let go of where you are and let Him lead you on paths of restoration. There is something you lost He wants to give back to you. Let him lead you. Okay, this word is for Michael or Mike. You've been seeking the Lord for a long time, but you don't feel you found him. The Lord says to tell you, Mike, that you are looking in the wrong place. He is saying, I'm over here. I think you may be going to a dead church or something like that. The Lord says he wants you to come be alone with him for a day, 24 hours, in your room. He is going to make himself known to you there. Go aside with him and pray and read the word and fast everything else, television, your phone, the internet, video games, etc., and just be alone with him, you and God in the word, okay? You and God in prayer and the word. No electronic stuff, and just be alone with him and you will find him there. 24 hours, Mike. Okay, this name sounds like Sikyu. Sikyu, you are in a very complicated situation and you can see no way out. You are trapped there. You feel like a caged animal and you want to scream sometimes. The Lord says he wants you to know that he is with you in that place and that he wants to embrace you there, to put his arms around you and just hold you so you have peace in that situation. He said, no, this situation is only for a time and you will be set free. He is saying, I will comfort you through this and deliver you. Trust me. Just trust him, Sikyu. Danielle, you are having difficulties at school. I see some bullying going on in your environment. The Lord says you are anointed for his kingdom work and the devil knows it. He says to confess his word to make the bullying of no effect. I would suggest confessing. You can confess it in a whisper, like when you're walking around, or in your heart as you go through each day. Isaiah 54:17. It is very effective against attacks of all kinds. It won't stop the attacks from happening, but it will render them powerless against you. Lord, I pray you would help Danielle, bless her, protect her, and keep her for your purposes, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Okay, 10 or 10. There's an anointing that is very, very mighty inside you that you do not know you have. The Lord says he is about to bring that power to the surface, and it is going to shock you and everyone around you. I see you speaking his word out loud, and it is having a devastating effect on the enemy. Use your voice, Tien. Use your voice. The Lord has anointed you to speak on his behalf. Speak his word. You are a mighty warrior. I hope this podcast has blessed you. Thank you for listening. I want to pray for y'all. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Jesus bless you all as you go through this week. Be aware of the enemy's attacks and defeat him. Keep your prayer time. Keep your time in the word. Don't let him take you from that, because you need that strength and you need that knowledge. God bless you. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences
the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write the Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.
Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com, in print and Kindle. Loosed from Chains of Darkness, and be free. You don't have to look far to see. The world around us is constantly changing, often in very unexpected ways. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss. Is worse coming? What is coming to the world for the people of God in these last days? What does God want us doing while we're waiting for His reappearance? Now is the Time contains 217 prophetic messages from the throne room of God, discussing what is coming to America and the world in these end times, along with instructions on what to do to prepare. The Lord God has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Wings of Prophecy, Now is the Time, the 2015 messages, available in print only through wingsofprophecy.com. Wings of Prophecy, Now is the Time.